First, we're still more than a year away from the next presidential election, but that's not stopping anyone from speculating about what might happen. One area that's of particular interest to political observers is what voter turnout might look like. With a polarizing president in office and Wisconsin's status as a battleground state, some believe we could see near record or record turnout in next November's election. Craig Gilbert joins us now to talk about the factors that could drive turnout next year. He's the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he also writes the Wisconsin Vote blog. His recent piece is called Wisconsin Voter Turnout Could Go Through the Roof in 2020. Craig, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be with you.
Well, let's cut to the chase. How much of all of this boils down to how people feel about President Trump?
Well, that's certainly a big factor when you look at how engaged and interested people are in politics, because President Trump inspires very strong passions from both his supporters and his opponents. And so people are, when you look at the opinion polls, they're a very sizable portion of the electorate, in some cases as much as half, says they definitely will vote against him. Almost half say they strongly disapprove of his presidency. On the other side, he's got a very large core, hardcore support. It's not as big, I would say, right now as the hardcore of opposition, but he's got a very passionate core, and it's likely that he's going to drive a lot of those people to the polls next year, and a lot of people are going to come out to vote against him as well.
Well, let's back up to last fall's 2018 midterm elections. Now, in general, midterms aren't exactly known for being turnout barn burners, but what kind of numbers did we see here in Wisconsin then?
Well, nationally, we saw the biggest turnout in about 100 years or more than 100 years. It was over 50%. In Wisconsin, about 62% of the people that could legally vote voted, which was also a turnout record in the post-war era for a midterm. And kind of the obvious explanation for that, again, is President Trump. The people are very fired up on both sides, and you saw that. You saw that in the midterm, especially, but you also saw it even in a nonpartisan race, the race we had for state Supreme Court in April, which was one of the highest turnouts we've had for an April election.
So are these outliers, or have we seen a trend that's been building and now we're hitting, you know, those high marks that people are paying attention to?
Well, I don't think they're outliers. I think they're very high numbers, but I think they tell you something about the political climate in the Trump presidency. When you look at the history of presidential turnout in Wisconsin, I would say it's been pretty high over the last 20 years or so, but there have been some ups and downs. I mean, the modern turnout record for Wisconsin was in 2004, the Bush-Kerry election, where you also had a polarizing Republican president running for re-election. And you also had an election that came on the heels of a very close presidential election 4 years earlier. In this case, we're talking about 2000, where you had a split outcome between the Electoral College and the popular vote. And I think that kind of feeds a sense on the part of voters when you have close races like that, that their vote matters. And also when you have, you know, the Electoral College going one way and the popular vote going another way. And in Wisconsin, in all these cases, you've had very close races. You had one in 2000, you had one in 2004, and you had one in 2016.
So looking back, it seems like there are quite a few commonalities between now and that 2004 election that you talked about. What are some lessons or indications that people should be taking from the 2004 example that might hold true now, too?
Well, so what's really interesting about 2004 is you had, you know, almost 75% of eligible voters voting, which again is a level that only one other state has ever exceeded, which is Minnesota has done it a few times. No other states have had a turnout that high in any presidential election year in modern times. So the second question that everybody, I think, is interested in when you talk about high turnout is, what does it mean for the Democrats and the Republicans? Does it make it more likely or less likely that President Trump is going to get reelected? The conventional wisdom for a long time has been generally that high turnout helps Democrats, because a lot of groups that tend to vote Democratic, young voters in particular, or some minority voters, tend to have lower turnout in general. And so a high turnout usually means that those groups are increasing their turnout. and that can help Democrats. But what we saw in 2004 was we had this super high turnout and we had this super close election. So it wasn't as simple as super high turnout was helpful to Democrats. Democrats did win Wisconsin in 2004, but by a very, very slim margin. So that's a wild card. You know, if we do have high turnout, you know, will it favor one side over the other?
We're talking with Craig Gilbert. He is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about his recent piece, which is Wisconsin voter turnout could go through the roof in 2020. And one thing that just as we've been talking, Craig, I was thinking about is, do we see a significant difference in voter turnout, whether it's a presidential position that's up for grabs, as in, you know, a president is not running for re-election, the sitting president is not running for re-election, or whether it's, you know, after one term and that president is running again? Does that matter?
Well, I think when you have a president running for re-election in a tight re-election, that can be very motivating for people, especially in our polarized time. So that's one of the parallels with President Bush in 2004. Now, there was a very different set of circumstances that I think was driving up passions in 2004. It was the first election after 9/11, and you had the Iraq War going on, which really kind of raised the political temperature across the country. In this case, you know, we're not at war. In fact, we also have a pretty good economy. Often a bad economy drives up turnout. So those conditions aren't present. But again, you have a very supercharged political atmosphere because of emotions around President Trump. Things could happen in the world that could also feed into that between now and November of 2020.
So we've talked about the economy. We've talked about a very polarizing president. Are there other issues that could cause voters to head to the polls or make them stay home?
Well, one thing that it's not so much an issue, it's just sort of a set of political conditions, which is by every indication, Wisconsin is going to be, let's say, a top five target among the 50 states in this presidential race. I think any political commentator would tell you that. That's another parallel with 2004. And that, again, sort of feeds this sense on the part of voters that their votes matter, their state matters. But it also means that both sides are pouring in incredible resources into not only both persuading voters, but also driving voters to the polls. So that's another very important ingredient. When money is being spent by both sides to organize, to identify their potential supporters, to get them to the polls, when you have the airwaves saturated with television ads that feeds that sense, when you have the candidates coming into Wisconsin, all those conditions were present in 2004, and I think that really is the best explanation for why turnout was through the roof, was record-setting in 2004. That could all happen again in 2016. We've seen the Democrats they're going to hold their convention in Milwaukee, their national convention next year. We've seen Donald Trump already returning to this state, and Democrats, of course, are not going to want to repeat the mistake that Hillary Clinton made last time of taking the state for granted and not even coming here.
We're already seeing numerous presidential hopefuls making stops in the state, and there will be their representatives coming as well. Does that have a real impact on voter turnout? I know the fact that Hillary Clinton did not come here has been pointed to as a reason why she lost Wisconsin narrowly to Donald Trump. But overall, do people care? Does that really drive them to vote or who to vote for?
Well, usually the candidate travel goes hand in hand with the other things that a campaign is doing. So, you know, whether the fact that she didn't campaign here hurt her, I mean, it had to hurt her on some level. There's a reason the candidates campaign in the states that they've identified as political priorities, but it's also kind of symptomatic of the overall level of effort that a campaign is making in a state. And the Democrats didn't really do that in 2016. I mean, the Republicans didn't pour a lot of money into organizing Wisconsin either. I mean, Donald Trump had kind of a disorganized campaign. He's going to have a much more organized campaign as the incumbent. So there's going to be a much, I think, stronger ground game on both sides in 2020 than there was in 2016. 2016 turned out to be super close, but that wasn't the expectation. So you didn't have the commensurate political effort being made. Going into the 2020 cycle, everybody sees this state as being up in the air, up for grabs, super close. So you're going to see a much higher level of effort, and that is going to drive up the vote.
Craig, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Craig Gilbert is Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he also writes the Wisconsin Vote blog. We were speaking with him about his recent piece. That piece is called Wisconsin Voter Turnout Could Go Through the Roof in 2020.